6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this absolutely magnificent Monday, September 22nd edition, Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I was talking on the line during the break. Kyle Malin of MERS News Service called me during the break and asked me if I'd be willing to answer the questions as a political pundit and my perceptions of what took place on the island, Mackinac Island. Told him, absolutely, send them to me by email. And I'm like, Kyle, I got to go, man. I got to go. The music's playing. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the stories from MERS News Service that came on Friday was the straw poll. We talked about the governor's race, how Eric Nesbitt was leader of that straw poll, getting almost 30% of the vote. Former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard came in second with just over 23%, and that John James actually came in fourth place. Well, the two other straw poll results they came up with was regarding Secretary of State Republican candidates. Melissa Yatuma, lady I believe from Oakland County area, won the straw poll over Amanda Love, a Clarkston School Board member. Melissa, who Pat Kobach is supporting, got 38.5% of the vote. Amanda Love came in second with 29.7%. So basically about almost 10 points separating them. But somebody that came on my show on Friday hasn't announced that he's going to be an official candidate, Macomb County Clerk Registered of Deed Anthony Forlini. Now Anthony got 14.3% of the vote as a write-in candidate. His name wasn't even on the ballot, of course, because he's not an announced candidate. Got 14.3% as a write-in, and Timothy Smith, who is an announced candidate, got 8.6%. Same, almost 8.8% were undecided or voted for somebody else. Now, the other race, Attorney General, and again, these are both of these offices, Secretary of State, Attorney General, are picked at the state convention next year, August, by the precinct delegates of the party. They will not be on the ballot for the primary election August 4th. We will be on the ballot, you and I, and all our other listeners, we will be on the ballot on that August 4th primary for precinct delegate. I need you guys to run and be on the ballot. We'll talk about it come February, March, April, to be able to turn in your affidavit of identity to run for precinct delegate. I need all of you to do it next year. After the August 4th primary, new delegates will be elected. Shortly thereafter, you hold your county conventions, and at those county conventions, they select the people to go to the state convention. Well, the precinct delegates will be voting for these two offices, Secretary of State and Attorney General. Now, somebody announced already earlier, Kevin Kajewski He is running for attorney general. He represented one of the 15 Republican electors who had their charges thrown out in court earlier this month. He won the straw poll with 52.6% of the vote. Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd, who we had on the show on Thursday, came in second. He just announced a couple of weeks ago. He came in second with 33.5%. Matt DiPerno, the attorney who ran against Dana Nessel and lost last election of 2022, he came in third place with 7.5%. And another preferred candidate, unannounced, 4.8%. So Doug Lloyd has some work to do with the delegates, and we'll see if this goes forward. Now, part of this MERS story was quote of the day on Friday. Macomb County Clerk Tony Forlini saying that if he was to run for Secretary of State, it would only be because he believes in service to the people of Michigan, not because it would benefit him personally. He said he'd have a much longer commute back and forth to his office from Macomb County to Lansing every day, and he would be taking a pay cut if he ran and was elected to be the Secretary of State. He says, I know this seems a little corny, but I guess I am a little bit corny. And that gave him quote of the day for Friday, September 19th. Why would he want to take a pay cut? And why would he want to drive so far back and forth to work? Is basically his answer to MERS News Service. But he is considering it. But the only reason he said he would consider doing it is because of his love for serving the people of the state of Michigan. And one thing that we're getting closer and closer to, folks, a week from tomorrow, tomorrow being September 23rd, well, September 30th, a week from this Tuesday at midnight, will they have a budget deal in place? Will it be signed by the governor and keep the government open? Or is it going to get shut down? Well, from the island, House Speaker Matt Hall said he's hopeful the state government won't shut down after the end of this month. However, he says, but if it does, it will be because of Senate Democrats standing up and defending waste, fraud, and abuse in our state budget. Hall provided the keynote address on Saturday to the Michigan Republican Leadership Conference, which takes place biennially every 2 years on Mackinac Island inside the historic Grand Hotel. Hall said that, quote, if a budget agreement isn't reached and implemented in time for October 1st, the start of the state's new fiscal year, the state government could enter a government shutdown. During such a period, the governor would be responsible for determining what government services and jobs are essential and should continue, and what should be paused. Well, in front of party activists, Hall accused the Senate Democrats of wanting to shut down the government because they don't want to change the process of disclosing legislators' special project proposals ahead of budgets being voted on. Hall said, quote, we are going to end the pork barrel spending and the earmarks without disclosure. We're going to stop paying for ghost employees that don't exist. We are going to end the waste, fraud, and abuse in Michigan's state government, end quote, said Hall. He said, he was going to go back to Lansing Saturday night and continue to, quote, fight for all of you, end quote. Well, just last Tuesday, 2 weeks before the shutdown, on September 16th, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, the Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, accused Hall of pulling away during budget making and new road funding conversations. Right when we were ready to sit down and, quote, put pen to the paper on our final agreements, Matt Hall walked away, end quote, said Brinks. She compared Hall playing Lucy to her being Charlie Brown. Well, that was a week ago tomorrow. A week from tomorrow, September 30th at midnight, the current budget, folks, ends. When the clock strikes midnight and they don't have a budget deal, technically the government of the state of Michigan is closed. All of it. It is only for what Matt Hall said, and I believe even in our state constitution, the governor has the right to say, these are essential services, these are essential employees, and these people will continue to work. Now, they won't be getting a paycheck next Friday. They won't be able to get a paycheck even on that Friday, October 3rd. But they will be coming to work, doing their job, and keeping essential services ongoing according to what the governor deems essential. Now, I think before they do that, I think the Democrats in the Senate will be forced to vote and approve the $20 billion continuing resolution proposal that was passed in the House by the Republican majority months ago. At that point, it would go to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for signing, and they'll have basically about a quarter of the total annual budget, $20 billion, to keep the government open as they continue to negotiate. Final segment of hour number two, we'll continue this story. Short break, we'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number two. Just my final thoughts on this budget process going on down in Lansing. The process that this budget went through, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, coming out with her proposal early on, I believe back February, March, right? After her State of the State address, the Democrats in the Senate, $83.8 billion, ridiculous number, ridiculous spending, pork barrel spending everywhere. The House Republicans missed a July 1st deadline. Now, it's not really technically in our state constitution, it's not even really a statute. It was somewhat of a resolution, a gentleman's agreement, that they would try to get the budget to the governors on or before July 1st, before they break for summer recess. 4th of July weekend, the Cherry Festival. Then you're out and about doing things, going on vacations, some of them leaving the state, some of them leaving the country. Taking their kids, their spouses on vacations in July, August. And then they come back after Labor Day, after they walk the bridge. Well, this year it didn't happen. Why? Because the Republicans were going through the budget line by line, bureaucratic agency and department, one by one, in their various committees and subcommittees of the House appropriations process. They missed the deadline because they were working. They proposed to cut the Attorney General's office by almost 30%. They proposed to cut the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, by almost 25%. They eliminated certain programs. They cut certain things out. Well, their budget ended up being at $78.5 billion, basically $5 billion less than the Senate Democrats, and even $5 billion less than the governor. and Lansing went nuts. Bureaucratic agencies, bureaucratic department heads, all coming out whining and crying about the evil Republicans and how they were going to cut services and they were going to force layoffs and the world would basically end if the Senate Democrats passed their budget and the governor signed it into law. So they started playing politics and attacking those evil, evil House Republicans. Well, bottom line, Matt Hall said, if the government shuts down at the stroke of midnight on September 30th, quote, it will be because of Senate Democrats standing up and defending waste, fraud, and abuse in this state budget, end quote, said Hall. And even the governor is standing with the Senate Democrats. Hall isn't backing down, and he shouldn't. And I'll tell you why. They, the House Republicans, Ken Borton, Matt Maddox, Ann Boland, every single Republican that was involved in the budget process. My own state representative, John Roth, I talked to him on the island. We bumped into each other. He said, Randy, it's been crazy. He serves on one of the subcommittees. And I said, John, you guys need to stay strong. Oh, we will, Randy. Look me right in the eye. He says, we're not budging. This is going to be on the Senate Democrats. This is going to be on the governor. We are not going to compromise on the budget. Now, in the end, there'll probably be some compromising. But the way the Republicans need to do it is if any of the cuts they're proposing, the Democrats come to them and say, we're sorry, we cannot live with that. You cannot cut this. You can't cut that. You can't do it. If the Republicans are smart, they'll say, fine, what else can you agree to cut to offset keeping that in the budget? This isn't going to grow. This isn't getting any bigger. The budget's going to end up at 78.5. Unless the Republicans cave in. If they cave in, shame on them. And it'll be over $78.5 billion. If they're smart, they would negotiate and say, fine, you want to keep X, then you have to cut Y. Replace it for something you feel has to stay in, or we're not going to do it. Personally, pass our budget, or we can shut it down and it's up to you and we're going to blame you for it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau.